Danny, the win streak is over at 4, but the Commanders are still in first place at 4-2. They went to Baltimore. They went up a weight class. They lose 30-23, but it's in the misery Monday for me. I liked a lot of what I saw.
Yeah, same here. I was on the fortunate enough to be on the Sports Junkies this morning. They called me from my house, interrupted my pickleball game, but it was fine. It was all planned. I was wearing my weighted vest, by the way, in case you were worried. But that was the theme for me, is this was not got the doors blown off. This was Baltimore was better than they were, I thought, start to finish, deserved to win the football game, et cetera. The defense couldn't stop anybody. They went, as you said, went up a weight class. Things weren't easy for them on offense, which I actually think, again, big picture for this year is good. Like, I want defensive coordinators to take a couple things away, to force Jaden Daniels into something else and you know, force responses and things like that. Because big picture, long term, I'm still so bullish on him, so excited about him. And if everything is nothing but easy, then when it gets hard, you're not really able to do it. It's like that, you watch like March Madness, some team that's 34-0 coming into the tournament has been winning their games by 17, 18, 20 points a night. Then they're in a one-point game. They don't know what to do, right, because they pucker up. I like that Baltimore made it hard on them. It's a good experience for me. It's a bummer. I would have loved them for them to win the game, obviously, but I don't feel worse.
Yeah, actually, specific to Daniels, outside of the Bengals game, yesterday was probably as good as I felt. And it's not to say it was perfect, right? There was a dropped interception on a play that where he missed a guy. But it was really, really good on a day where they couldn't run the ball. Generally, they have been able to run all over teams. Mm-hmm. They've been ahead in games. It's 72 and sunny, as I like to say. And it's the ideal and perfect situation to be a quarterback in an NFL offense. Yesterday, you were chasing the game. There was pressure figuratively more than literally, although there was occasionally pressure in the pocket too. But you knew every time you took the field, basically, you had to go score.
Yep.
On the road, tough environment, good team. And, oh, by the way, you don't have a running game. And, oh, by the way, your defense is getting shredded. Good luck. And they had a chance in the football game because of Jaden Daniels, in my opinion. Playing a superior team as a 7-point dog, your defense lays a complete egg. You cannot run the ball. You have a field goal blocked, and you leave points on the field at the end of the half. All those things happen for this team, and over the years, there's plenty of times, Danny, where you lose this game by 13, 14, yep, 17, whatever it is. They didn't. They were right there because I thought Daniels really gave them a chance. I thought McLaurin had his most impressive game of the season. I know he had a better statistical game against the Bengals, but the awesome third down catch on the sideline, the terrific diving touchdown catch on the sideline as well, had another touchdown catch in the game. I thought he was really, really good.
Yeah, some grown man wide receiver one catches there for sure.
Totally. Like, he looked the part. He had a very, very good game. But, yeah, I think we talked about it all week. Don't get outclassed. Don't look like you're not as good as we thought you were at 4-1. There's no harm in this season, in my opinion, with losing to really good football teams if you compete and do a lot of good things. And I'm sure people will say, oh, there's no moral victories. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm not saying I'm you know, putting a sticker on my helmet after a loss, but you can do tough guy talk if you want to. I'm just dealing with reality, which is year one of Dan Quinn, rookie quarterback, 6 games in. You're 4-2. You're alone in first place. You got the Panthers coming to town, and I think you're in a pretty good spot.
I do too. So Baltimore did to Washington what Washington has been doing to opponents for the last month. I mean, you look at some of the gaudy totals, 36-plus minutes of time in possession, 484 total yards, ran it at will, threw it at will. They knew, you know, Monken and company are always like, we know what you're going to do ahead. In other words, when you go, all right, fine, we're sick of this. We're sick and tired of Derrick Henry, you know, bashing us for 4, 5, 6, 7. They go, we got something called for the next defense you're going to call. It's going to be Zay Flowers in breaking first down. He could have gone for 400 yards if they felt like it yesterday. Honestly, they had nobody that could cover that dude.
By the way, he did not get one target after halftime. I do not understand that. And I'm sure the Commanders made an adjustment and tried to take him away, but they didn't slip him a screen.
Yeah, I might have fed him the ball one more time.
He had 9 targets, 9 catches, 132 yards in the easiest first half any receiver has ever had.
Yeah, so especially that first play that he caught was a screen for 44 yards. I might have run that back to the opposite side, for example. But, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, this defense is undermanned. They're outclassed, outgunned. Baltimore's been doing this to everybody, and they're going to continue to do so, I think, as long as they're healthy and rolling. So I'm kind of going, yeah, that they are, you know, to borrow from Dennis Green, but to apply it here, they are who I thought they were, talking about Washington. This is still very exciting. The hay was in the barn. I don't want to call it a total house money game, but it was close, right? I mean, I still feel good about them in this division. I feel good about them in their place in the NFC. They're not quite to that awesome tier yet. Very few teams are at this point, right? I don't know how many occupy that rarefied air. And the fact is, they are light years better than the bottom bucket of garbage, frankly, that I thought they'd be in for most of this year.
Their resume going into this game was like top five-ish in football. Now it's top 10-ish, if we're just talking about the six games in a vacuum.
Hey, there you go.
But around the division yesterday, the Cowboys got absolutely embarrassed.
Non-competitive.
I mean, the Lions were throwing the ball to linemen more than receivers in the fourth quarter of that game. They were just doing fun, last day of the football season, your high school coach wants everyone to have a good time stuff. In an NFL game against the Cowboys on the road. They were embarrassing. And the Eagles barely beat the Deshaun Watson-led inept Cleveland Browns. And then Nick Sirianni screamed at the fans about it. For some reason, I don't understand.
I think that was a great choice.
And then, because he knew he was such a fool, as he always is, he brought his kids to the press conference to like sit on his lap, hiding behind them, figuratively, literally, whichever way you want to look at it. Ridiculous. But I digress. Yeah, I'm really happy with where they're at. Now, that does not mean I don't care about wins and losses. Hear me right now, right here, when I say if they were to lose to the Carolina Panthers this week at home, the tone on this show, at least in my perspective, I won't speak for you, would be very, very different. You're an 8.5-point favorite at home. That never happens, by the way. These are waters we haven't swum in very much. But they're going to be a heavy favorite. Might even be bet up to 9, 9.5, who knows, before the kickoff of that game. You need to handle your business and come back and beat Carolina. And the expectation is that they're going to do that and do it handily. And if they do, it'll feel very different than years past, and they'll be 5-2, and they'll still be in first place for over a month running now. But this was not Carolina. And I do feel like the parts of the game where they struggled are the parts of the game where they're not that good. It was not enlightening or, in my opinion, like a light was not shined on this roster in a way where we go, oh, maybe they do have a problem there. Their secondary, which we know is a problem, got beat badly. They lacked pass rush for much of the game against the hardest team in the league where to sack the quarterback. We knew that was a thing. So I didn't view this as like some...
Not revealing, right? Where you go, I didn't know we couldn't do that either.
Totally.
Right.
It was fairly predictable, honestly. Mm-hmm. In fact, the conversation we had all week was they probably lose by a touchdown. They're both in the 20s, low 30s, and Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson both make some plays along the way. It's kind of what happened.
That's how it ended up going. The thing that's interesting to me, just with the game within the game, kind of nuanced stuff, I think for two straight weeks now, I think teams have keyed in on and figured out Washington's design quarterback runs. Now, I don't know if that's just because Baltimore had a good play, or I don't know if Cleveland had a good play here or there. But think about the touchdown that Washington scored against Arizona, where Jaden Daniels takes that pistol snap, it's student body right, he goes in behind some blockers, touchdown. Then, they tried something similar each last couple weeks, Cleveland stuffed it. Some of the read option keeper type looks. Teams have done a good job against that. So again, this is almost, if this is, hey, we're in a Super Bowl season, this is Pat Mahomes in his prime, we can't squander this. I'm going, oh God, what do we do? Here I'm going, yes, that's awesome, right? It's like a pitcher that just got to the major leagues and his changeup doesn't work. What are you going to do? Are you going to come up with a cutter? Are you going to start throwing a split finger, start throwing a screwball, start throwing something else? I love the idea that they have to respond now because it seems like a couple straight weeks teams have figured that part of it out. So what are you going to do instead, right? You're going to take something away. What can we take from you as kind of a response? I love that that's happening, right? It can't just all be easy as Daniels has passed every test that he's been given pretty much to this point. So again, this is still net positive for me. I wish I had more angst and anger to come in and be like, that's annoying, I'm so mad. I'm just not.
Yeah, I mean, they got work defensively, and they're not very good on defense.
Mm-hmm.
484 yards, they gave up 7.5 per play. They gave up 60% third down conversions. They gave up 75% conversions for touchdowns in the red zone. They forced all of 6 incompletions and allowed what is an abysmal 12.4 yards per attempt. And in the first half, they basically said, we're not letting Derrick Henry run the ball. That will not be happening. And he didn't. 9 carries, 38 yards. But they gave up the middle of the field to Flowers behind them. The second half, they said, we can't keep doing that. We'll give them a little bit more in the running game, and we'll take away more of the middle of the field stuff. And then Derrick Henry ran for 94 yards in the second half.